All right, talking to Landon Johnson here for a little bit. A Division I opportunity for you here, NDSU. Very exciting. What's your reaction to a chance like this?
Yeah, I mean, it's super exciting. I'm really just glad to get the opportunity to continue wrestling after college and or after high school and in college and be able to get an education too all during that.
Why NDSU?
It just kind of felt like they really wanted me, and it just felt like a home. Like, I don't know, the other place I went to, it kind of felt like you're just there, and but you always want to kind of be back at home. But there, it felt like, I don't know, everything just felt right.
The chance to do Division I, when in your successful high school career did that start to percolate in your mind that, hey, you know, a Division I opportunity might be there? When did that process kind of start clicking to you?
Yeah, I think kind of during my sophomore year, I started really making big jumps, and that kind of, like, before that, I always knew I wanted to wrestle for sure, like, after high school, because I just loved it, but kind of like that Division I opportunities and stuff, I knew, like, I'd get those chances kind of after my sophomore year.
Division I is going to be tough. Wait, what are you thinking about what it's going to take in the way of work and commitment and everything to be successful there?
Yeah, it's definitely tough, and it's a big jump, but I think you just got to work hard and kind of trust your coaches and trust that your teammates are going to continue to push you to get better and make those jumps. And you got to and understand that it's not right away. It's a whole four-year experience, so kind of just knowing that it doesn't matter like right away. It's you just gotta be in it for the long run, I think.
You mentioned the school feels like home. You like the school. What do you like about the program? What's the wrestling program like there?
Yeah, the coaches are great, and you could tell like they it felt like they really wanted me to be a part of the team, and the teammates are all they're all just like a big family. You know, they all hang out with each other. They all study together. They all do activities like even outside of wrestling practice. You know, they're always hanging out, going to football games, stuff like that together.
How did winning that state championship feel?
It was pretty cool, but I think I'm more excited for this year to do it at the XL and have a real big crowd there, have everyone, instead of just a couple fans from Otana that, you know, because last year just not everyone could be there, so.
Even more incentive then for you this year to repeat.
Yes, exactly. You gotta.
Absolutely. And I think you just crossed over 200 career wins not long ago. Congratulations. What does something like that mean, just to be picking up such a big number of wins in such a strong program against a strong schedule like Owatonna has? What does that mean to you?
Yeah, you know, it just kind of shows how hard I think I work in practice and like how hard everyone pushes me and my coaches work to make me better, because, you know, we do wrestle such a tough schedule, so it's important to keep getting better all the time to make sure I can get something like that, because only I think two other people have done it in Owatonna, which for such a crazy good wrestling program, it's being one of only three people to do it is pretty insane.
And then for the team, I know maybe a couple more losses than you guys want, but the schedule is tough and you guys still do have everything out there in front of you. What will it take for the team to make a run at sections?
Yeah, I think we just gotta focus on getting better in the short time we do have, because we do wrestle a really tough schedule, so kind of got to put those losses behind us and just really focus on the future and make sure in this last month or so we're really getting prepared. And I think it's going to take a lot of leadership from all the seniors, and some of the young guys are going to have to maybe step up and do some hard stuff they've never done before, but that's what it takes to, you know, win a section title. So.
And maybe lastly, Landon, what kind of got you started in wrestling and keeps you fired up about it?
Yeah, I got started just because, like, I guess my dad just signed me up one day because all my cousins and, like, my aunt or my uncles and stuff did it. So I just started it, like, when I was really young, and I just loved it ever since, I guess. Just wrestle year-round and always kind of just want to be on the mat, you know. Whenever I take a little bit of a break to, like, heal up or anything like that, it gets hard to just not want to be back out on the mat. So,
Landon, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.